This is a good one. I'll give points for creativity on this. The people against the bear hunt in New Jersey have a new argument why the hunt should be canceled this year. The coronavirus. Coalition of animal lovers are trying to stop this year's hunt, in part by arguing that hunters cannot safely drag a dead bear from the woods to a check station without violating social distancing rules. No, not between the person and the bear, between people and people. Just want to clarify that. Coalition is headed by former state senator, longtime bear hunt opponent, Ray Lesniak. Also includes the Humane Society of New Jersey, Sierra Club, Animal Protection League of New Jersey. They've petitioned the Environmental Protection Commissioner, Catherine McCabe, to repeal two rules contained in the state's comprehensive black bear management policy. Flashback governor said that he opposes the hunt, and he banned it from state land starting in 2018, but they've allowed it to continue to go forward on non-state lands. Petition repeats many of the arguments that they've leveled for years against the hunt. It's inhumane and ineffective as a management tool and opposed by a vast majority of New Jersey residents. Also suggests that residents will be better served by a law requiring animal-proof trash cans in bear country, which has been shown that the bears quickly realize how to de-proof those animal-proof trash cans, by the way. This new wrinkle is the alleged danger proposed by the coronavirus, and should the bow hunt, which is scheduled to begin on October 12th, be allowed to move forward, McCabe has 60 days to accept the August 3rd petition, rejected, or ask for more time to study the issue. Coalition insists that non-lethal means can be used to manage the bear populations. But they say including a ban on feeding, which I thought already existed, baiting bears, requirements for, again, the animal proof, which really aren't trash cans. Lesniak, who is heading this coalition, says allowing the bear hunts dangerous. The restrictions that Murphy imposed when he declared a state of emergency back in March are unlikely to be lifted by the start of the bow hunt, which means social distancing, quarantine protocols will still be in place. Quote from Lesniak here, hunters come in from other states for the bear hunt, which increases the risk of spreading the virus. Many hunters will be arriving from hotspot states and should be quarantined for 14 days, although not likely to happen. He also said there's a potential for hunters to pass the virus when they're removing the bear from the woods and to infect state workers at check stations. So we'll see what the state officials say. Again, they have the 60 days to respond, reject, or put a delay on a final determination of the petition that's been submitted. Hunters back in 2017, just to check some of the stats here, on the hunt took 409 bears. That was the last year before Murphy cut out hunting on state land. Since then, 2018 saw 225 bears taken, and then 315 last year. That's the hunt. Now, as far as bear complaints are concerned, they had been going down. Had being the operative word. Number of bear complaints dropped from 971 in 2017 to 418 last year. But as of, when's this from, July 21st, so far this year, 676 bear complaints. But as I said, points for originality and creativity by the anti-hunt people.